This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello.
You were never shaken by anything. And when you were making your move.
That is the voice of Gretchen Klempa, New Hampshire native and frontwoman of the band known as Gretchen and the Pickpockets. The six-piece band formed at UNH about 6 years ago and has been playing for crowds here in the Granite State and beyond, and is now out with its second full-length album. It's called Falling Rising, and Gretchen and her brother and bassist Mike Klempa join me in the studio now. Gretchen, Mike, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Yeah,
thank you for letting us come in, yeah.
So tell me the story of Gretchen and the Pickpockets. How did this band form?
So we started, I think I was a sophomore in college maybe, and my dad for years was like, why don't you guys start a band? And we're like, yeah, dad.
Yeah, because we did music independently all throughout high school, Gretchen middle school too, and we never did anything together. I don't think we would have survived.
Yeah, we just fought.
In high school and middle school.
So you went to high school, middle school in Exeter, and then
yeah.
College at UNH in Durham?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so my dad for years was like, why don't you guys start a band? And we just ignored him. And then we're like, okay, I guess we just should. And then we just searched for, they kind of fell into our laps, I guess. That's just how it always happens. I feel like you just, by chance, meet the people you meet.
Yeah, we went to high school with our drummer.
And
Gretchen met Ryan, our trumpet player, through a friend of a friend.
And then we met Richie through
Ryan. And so we kind of just grew. And then we were looking for a band name, and we live in Pickpocket Woods. And so our dad was like, you should be the Pickpockets.
And we were like, okay, dad, still.
Yeah, we're like, stop being a stage dad. Stop telling us what to do. And then we were like, oh, actually, pretty good.
We'll just do it. Yeah.
So we just did it.
Tell me about a track you really like from this album. Let's listen to it. Set us up for one.
I don't know. What's your favorite song off the album?
Oh, I was gonna say my favorite song is Let Me Do My Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
That's a fun one.
Do you want to listen to that one?
Yeah.
Let's play it.
Said it's been about a minute since you put me on the shelf, and I'm about to jump down, try not to hurt myself, 'cause I've been in it for way too long, yeah. And I can see what you're doing to me, and you've been doing me wrong.
All right, so tell me the story of this song.
So our trumpet player Ryan wrote this song a couple years ago. And he brought it to the band, and we all were like, yeah, and we just kind of fell in love with it. And it's just kind of like a fun song, just supposed to make you tap your feet.
So what draws you guys to this kind of music?
Everyone in the band has kind of similar interests in music and then also very different interests in music. So I think everyone's pulling from a different perspective on all the songs.
There's a common denominator. All of us like love kind of like the funk and
grooves.
The jazz and grooves kind of feels.
And we just try to do them in different ways.
There's one song that seems to have kind of like a Caribbean feel. I don't know if that's the right way to describe it.
Oh yeah, Take Flight.
Yeah, and this is another one that Ryan wrote, our trumpet player, and he spent some time in Africa, so I think he's kind of inspired by like the African drum beats.
Places I've been to are spirals to insert the faces of strangers and things I don't understand. I can't believe I'm stuck in the middle of.
What is New Hampshire's music scene like? From your perspective, from the band's perspective, a band trying to build a name for itself, is New Hampshire a good place to do that?
Yeah, I think in this, especially, I can only really speak to the seacoast, New Hampshire, because that's where we're from. But as a UNH band, there's a large network cultivating the young musicians, giving opportunities that I don't think big cities or something could really offer. And that really helped us gain traction and momentum going in.
Yeah, sometimes I look back, because I feel like we're a little bit better than we were 5 years ago. And I'm like, ooh, thankfully they gave us a shot and they let us play at these venues and shows. But I'm like, ugh, really? Like, looking back at our old videos. It's funny, but I'm really thankful for that.
New Hampshire is a good place to sort of learn.
I think so.
Yeah, and stay.
And stay.
Yeah.
Is that your goal, to stay here and just be a New Hampshire thing? Or are you looking for a national stage someday?
We are very happy to be from New Hampshire. And I don't think we want to be just a New Hampshire band or a New England band. I think we want to be a
band.
An international band is the goal.
Well, thank you again. Really appreciate you coming
in. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You turned my head.